present with us. Father, we thank you that you will lead and guide every one of us, that you will anoint my lips, my Lord. Father, that you will anoint the ears, my Lord, Father. Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joshua. All right. The last time that I was preaching, I preached about the four coverings that covers the tabernacle in the wilderness. First covering, fine linen, purple, blue, speaks of fine linen. Us being born again, we are fine, purple, blue, God. So born again and God is our first covering. Second covering was the goat's hair, red goat's hair. And I said prayer. Third one is the goat skin, and we said worship. Fourth and last one was the badger skin. It's a tough skin. We need to be tough, not influenced by this world. All right, tonight we're going to go on. John 4, verse 23 says, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." We need to worship God in the spirit. The flesh, our fleshly works is like filthy rags. Our mind, our heart, the heart is the seed of our spirit, is what is important before God. Amen. Battle is in the mind. Over and over and over and over we said that. The battle is in the mind. The attacks doesn't come in the mind. We are in the wilderness. Sickness. If you hear that word cancer, immediately your mind goes, oh, death sentence. Battle is lost. You win the battle in the mind, even if it is sickness in your body. If you give up hope, if you throw the towel in, the battle is lost. I personally believe that's why we don't see so many healings taking place, because our mindset is not correct. We need to win the battle in the mind, although the attack is in the flesh. Poverty. Oh, I can't do anything. I don't have money. I can't. The battle is lost in the mind. It's a mindset. Divorce. Nobody loves me. My kids don't love me. They've all turned their backs on me. The battle is lost in the mind. We need to win the battle in the mind. Retrenchment. Where is the money going to come from? I can't provide for my family. And then the Bible goes on and says, if you can't provide for your family, you must not eat. But that speaks about laziness. It doesn't speak about retrenchment. If you're lazy, yes, it applies to you. But Satan twists. He knows the word. He twists the word. So the battle is lost or won in the mind. Sin, as Pastor Keith preached this morning. You feel so bad. You say, oh, I can't come to church anymore. I can't pray. I can't read my Bible. I'm such a bad sinner. I can just as well throw in the towel. The battle is won or lost in the mind. We need to focus on the mind. The wilderness that we are in, there's temptations out there. There's hunger. In the wilderness, there's no food in the wilderness. In our wilderness, there's no food outside. The only food we receive is from the church. First, there's no water in the wilderness. People out there are thirsting for God. We've got the answer. There's no shelter in the wilderness. There's enemies in the wilderness, tribes that will attack you. God took me to Numbers chapter 2. I'm not going to read the whole chapter for you. That's where God took me to. And I started to read and I said, God places order. He sets the tabernacle in the wilderness. And he says, on the east side, Judah must camp. If you break up, Judah is the first tribe that goes out. That's why I've asked Joshua to sing marching. We are in the wilderness. We've got marching orders. And we're going to go through all 12 tribes. God did not place them in the order as they were born. Judah is not the eldest. God had a specific order, and he placed them in that order. All right. So Judah is the first tribe that has to break up and start marching. Judah means, I will praise the Lord. Genesis 29, verse 35. If we praise the Lord, remember, battle is in the mind. If we go into our wilderness with the first thing on our mind is praise. What does praise say? You praise God because He is what you are not. He can do what you can't do. All right, He's everything, you are nothing. That's why you worship and praise God. That should be your mindset when you go into the wilderness. Judah. And then God did not decide, this Bible is too short. Let me place a few names in the Bible also as well. And he says, the tribe of Judah has got a commander. And this commander, his name is Nahshon. And it means foretell. Go and foretell. Foretell the good things of God. You see how God tells, it underlines Judah. It emphasizes Judah. God is everything. Go and foretell. God is everything. Confirms. That's the word I was looking for. All right, the second tribe is Issachar. And it means, Elohim has given me my wages. I'm God's reward. I go into the wilderness. God is my reward. I'm not going to get my reward from this earth. It's a mindset. We must get our minds in order. Whatever I desire, God will give me. Desire according to God's word, not a red Ferrari. Sorry, Joshua. According to God's word. Whatever I need, according to God's word, to go into the wilderness, God will supply. It's a mindset. Satan will come with the lie and tell you, you're not going to make it. You're going to fail. All right. The commander of Issachar is Naphtanil, gift of God. You see how God confirms His word. All right. The third one is Zebulun, tribe of Zebulun. Elohim has empowered me with good gifts. Now my husband will dwell with me. Genesis 30 verse 20. Because I'm in right standing with God, God has given me good gifts. Good gifts to be patient, to love, all those things. But also good gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to operate in. Whatever I need, God will give me to go into the wilderness. Satan will so come and lie to you and says, you will fail. You don't have. You have not enough. It's a mindset. The battle is won in the mind. And then the commander of Zebulun is, God is my father. God confirms his promise to you. All right. Fourth tribe, Reuben. Surely, Jehovah has looked upon my afflictions. Genesis 29, verse 32. God knows my problems. God knows the hardship that I go through. God knows my weaknesses. God knows everything about me. I can't lie to Him. I can't hide anything. He knows everything. He knows what I need before I ask Him. But He wants me to ask Him in faith. The commander of the tribe of Reuben is Elzur. God is my strength and my rock. He is my provider. He provides everything to me. The fifth tribe, Simeon. Because God has heard that I was hated. Genesis 29 verse 33. God knows that I'm hated. I'm hated by Satan. I'm hated by this world. Satan wants to destroy me. This world wants to destroy me. The world is mocking me for God's sake. I'm in the wilderness. All right. But then God comes and he says to us, the name of the commander, Shelumiel, at peace with God. Although I'm hated, I'm at peace with God because God does not hate me. See the mindset. We need to get our minds in line with the Word of God. Get sixth tribe. What good fortune. Genesis 30 verse 11. Although the world hates me, in Christ, I've got good fortune. I'm satisfied. Maybe I don't have that red Ferrari, but I'm satisfied. Maybe I don't have a million rand in the bank. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied where God placed me. And I'm satisfied that I'm doing what God wants me to do. Mindset. The world is running after riches, fame, whatever. But we as a Christian, we need to be satisfied with what God gives us. We've got abundant life. We are more than overcomers. We've got joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness, self-control. We need to be satisfied in God. The commander of the tribe of Gad is Elisaphan. The Lord increases. The Lord increases. Although I'm satisfied, the Lord will increase. Then Levi is not the tribe, but Levi is the tribe that the priests that had to break up next, and they were not counted as a tribe, and they were in the middle of the tribes that had to march into the wilderness. Levi means love. God loves me. I love my neighbor. I love my enemy. If I love my neighbor and my enemy, I forgive them. I don't hold any grudges. I've got no hate in me. See how God works with our mind. Opposite, Satan wants us to hate, to have envy in us. All right. There's no commander for the tribe of Levi. The seventh tribe, Ephraim. For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. That is what the name Ephraim means. And we get it out of Genesis 41 verse 52. God gives me favor wherever I go. If I'm in the wilderness, I've got God's favor with me. I am blessed. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. My kneading bowl and my basket is blessed. Whatever I ask, whatever I need, God will give me because I'm God's blessed. And the commander for the tribe of Ephraim is Eliasma. God hears. God hears. Then the next tribe is Manasseh. Manasseh is the one son of Joseph. Joseph was not counted as the tribes, but his two sons were. Manasseh is, for God has made me forget my toil and all my father's house. God lets us forget the hardship that we endure in this wilderness that we go through. The trials, the tribulations, the hardships, the wilderness itself, God lets us forget. Because the goodness is so much more that we forget all the problems and the difficulties that was behind, that is behind us. The commander for the tribe of Manasseh is Gamaliel, God's reward. God's reward is what I have got in the wilderness. I forget about all the problems. Benjamin is the next tribe. And it was as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni. But his father called him Benjamin. Ben-Oni is son of my sorrow. But his father changed his name to son of my right hand. I am God's right hand in the wilderness. There's work for me to be done. I need to know what I need to do in the wilderness. There's prayer, intercession to be prayed. There's preaching to be preached. Whatever you do, old ages, hospitals, there's work to be done. Amen. The commander for Benjamin was Gideoni, father of judgment. For everything that we do on this earth will be written up in the books one day. And we will give account for it. Amen. The 10th tribe, Asher. I'm happy. I can rejoice. Because I'm in the wilderness, I've got victory. The battle is God's. It's not my battle. I have to stand firm in His word and worship God in spirit and truth. That's my job. Battle is His. I must get my mind in order, and God will fight the battle for me. The commander of Asher is Pachil, prayer of God. That is what the name Pachil means. The 11th tribe, Naphtalil. With great wrestling, I have wrestled and prevailed. See, the battle is won. Great wrestling, I have wrestled and prevailed. I've got peace in my mind because God has fought the battle for me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We can look at Job. Job 39 verse 35 says, "For I know my Redeemer lives." Job went through this battle, and Job won the battle in his mind. Excuse me. Job won the battle in his mind. He lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his wealth. He lost his friends. He nearly lost his wife because his wife was also against him. They did not divorce, but she was not worth standing with him. He lost everything. And he says, even though God slain me, even though He kills me, I know my Redeemer lives. His battle was won in the mind. The commander of the tribe of Naphtali is Ahira, brother of evil. And I battled to find now, how does that confirm God's word? But it does. I've wrestled. I've overcome. If there's a winner, there's a loser. We as the church, remember the tribes, Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, Old Testament, New Testament, the church is the new Israel. If there's a winner, we as the church are the winners. There's a loser. The world loses. Satan loses. So brother of evil, Satan loses. The evil one loses. And then the last one, God commands, and He says, Dan, shall be last. And Rachel said, God has judged my case, and he has heard my voice and given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. God has judged my case. God is the judge. I don't need to judge anyone. I don't need to judge my enemy. I don't need to judge my boss. I don't need to judge anyone. God is the only one who can judge. And God is a fair God. If God judges, I will be victorious. It is not for me to judge. God hears my petition. God knows what I need. God knows that I've got peace in my mind. Although the world hates me, although the world is unfair to me, although I suffer losses in this world, God will judge me and the world. And the commander for the tribe of Dan is Ahiezer, brother of help. We've got a brother of help to help us, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will stand with us. He will be our help. So what I'm trying to say tonight is, we need to get victory in our mind. To sum up, if you need victory in your mind, we need to go into this wilderness with the right mindset. Praise God. God is my reward. God is my gift. God knows me. Satan hates me, but God loves me. I am fruitful. I forget all the problems and the troubles, for I am God's right hand. God judges, I am happy, and the battle is God's. If we go through those thoughts through our mind, we will have victory. This is the Old Testament. The New Testament says it. Whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report, whatever is praiseworthy, meditate on those things. Don't allow Satan to get you down. Remember, Satan will not, he will come physically to you and attack you, but the battle is won or lost in your mind. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Keith.